No one could have predicted at the time that the alleged theft of a mailbox in June of 2013 would become the most wide-ranging police corruption scandal in state history. It's a case that gets curiouser and curiouser as the Justice Department continues its investigation, an investigation that paints a troubling picture of sworn law enforcement officials lying to one another. Nick Gruby has the story in today's Reality Check from Civil Beat. Good morning, Nick.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Okay. You make a reference in your headline to blind faith. Whose blind faith was it?
Well, I think this really is a story about one law enforcement agency just having implicit trust in another law enforcement agency. And I think in this particular case, you have the U.S. Attorney's Office being told things. Well, the U.S. Attorney's Office and the U.S. Postal Inspector's Service being told by numerous officials from the police chief and his wife, who's a city prosecutor, and several other police officers, saying, hey, somebody stole our mailbox and we're pretty sure this is the guy who did it. Mm-hmm. Now, from the U.S. Attorney's perspective, why would you think that another law enforcement agency and several people who are working for it are potentially lying to you? And so that's where I think the blind faith aspect comes in is, you know, law enforcement tends to trust one another.
Well, it usually works, doesn't it?
Well, I think this piece sort of highlights the unique nature of this particular case. I mean, we have two of the main characters in the piece are longtime, one is a longtime federal prosecutor, another is a longtime federal public defender. And both of them say, they've never seen anything like this that sort of stretches out as far as it does. And of course, this is a case that has already resulted in the indictment of six individuals, all of them in law enforcement. It's resulted in another former police officer pleading guilty to conspiracy and an alleged victim pleading guilty to conspiracy after it admitting to lying to a federal grand jury. And remember, this investigation is still ongoing. Yeah. The U.S. Department of Justice still has its special prosecutor, Michael Wheat, looking into other allegations of potential corruption within not only the police department, but now also the Honolulu Prosecuting Attorney's Office.
Nick, one of the things that's always struck me about this case, and correct me if I'm wrong, but because it was a mailbox, that's what made it federal, right?
Well, so that was the federal charge, was destruction of a mailbox. But you have to remember that this case started off with the Honolulu Police Department investigating it. They controlled the investigation from beginning to end. Mm-hmm. And they were initially looking at this as a theft case. And at the time, there was a law in the books that said in order for a theft to be considered a felony, the items that had been stolen had to be above a $300 threshold.
Right.
Now, when you look at the evidence in the police reports in this case, the Kealohas had said that their mailbox cost more than $300, which, of course, would have resulted in a felony charge in state court. Turns out that mailbox actually didn't cost that much. It was about half the price. Which is one of the revelations that this story sort of explores a little bit. And so then the way the sort of allegations unfold is the U.S. Postal Inspector became involved with the case because, again, it did involve the mailbox.
That's what made it federal.
And that's when you lose control.
Exactly. Nick, we've got to run. Thanks very much for checking in with us.
All right. Thanks so much, Chris.
That was investigative reporter Nick Gruby with today's Reality Check. And to read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.